This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Move it's all politicized and weaponized.
Look, the president has been explicit here. We're going to allow the mandated authorities, the congressional committees, to do their work. We're not going to do witch hunts. That's what the left, radical, progressive political elite does with their enemies. So we're going to let the system deal with this as it should. But again, your guest, I listened to your radio show as I was coming in to the show today. You had a former operative talk about how it's not rocket science to engineer a network analysis of telephone calls, who's calling who. And if you want to attack me or Steve Bannon or Steve Miller or Kellyanne Conway, you say, oh, they regularly call their nephew in Canada. Well, that's a foreigner. Well, I don't need the same kind of intelligence authorities to intercept a foreign call. And then you start to find the way to unmask all of these conversations so that you can make political profit. That's a very, very tenable theory, and that's the kind of thing we have to find out if it was really happening, because if that's the case, that is weaponizing intelligence for political purposes against your other party.
And by its very definition, sir, you are describing something that is beyond Watergate on steroids and human growth hormone.
Oh,
correct?
Well, you know, this is the thing. It's out of control, and as we've been saying on the show, ever since this first broke, you know, the comparison to Watergate, that it made Watergate pale in significance. But we just don't know. We don't have all the facts yet, and whether or not we will get to it. I mean, you know, with the bureaucrats doing what they do and protecting themselves, you know, kind of surrounding and circling the wagons, so to speak, to protect themselves. Unlike the Republicans. The Republicans, you know, cannot seem to get this figured out yet. One of their, you know, one of their people gets attacked, and they just got to take a step back and go, hey, I'm dodging bullets here. You know, God forbid the GOP circle wagons. I mean, look what happened to Nunez. We're just hearing now that he's stepping down from the Russia-Trump investigation. House Intelligence Committee Chair Devin Nunez stepped down from his role leading his committee's probe of Russia interference in the 2016 presidential campaign and possible surveillance of Trump associates by the prior administration. He said in a statement that several left-wing activist groups have filed accusations against me with the Office of Congressional Ethics. The charges are entirely false and politically motivated and are being leveled just as the American people are beginning to learn the truth about the improper unmasking of the identities of U.S. citizens and other abuses of power. This is what the Democrats are good at doing. And the leftist radicals, as they start throwing up and just confounding everything with all this false and fake news. And now Devin Nunez is in the crosshairs. He says, despite the baselessness of the charges, I believe it is in the best interest of the House Intelligence Committee and Congress for me to have Representative Mike Conway, with assistance from Representatives Trey Gowdy and Tom Rooney, temporarily take charge of the committee's Russia investigation while the House Ethics Committee looks into this matter. He says he's going to put the pressure on the House Ethics Committee, get this resolved right away. But meanwhile, he will maintain his chairmanship of the House Intelligence Committee. So that is the latest that continues to develop right there. But, you know, as Sebastian Gorka said, this is all part and parcel of what the deep state has been doing in terms of weaponizing weaponizing the intelligence agencies against you know, those that they don't agree with, and they're doing everything they can, and here it is. Whether or not we'll get down to the truth, you know, God only knows. But meanwhile, we got some serious things to take care of, whether it is our health care, immigration issues, you know, things that are very serious with what's happening internationally as well. And it's all being confounded thank you very much, by these leftists that are just murking up the waters for what avail? You know, only to make Donald Trump look bad and to be ineffective. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me. What's that sound?
Oh, it's just absolute craziness, isn't it? You know, and then you can look today and you say it's National Twinkie Day, just for fun, because we need this. I mean, because otherwise, all this craziness is going out from D.C. I mean, this is a reality show at its finest, ladies and gentlemen, as all this insanity continues. And here to bring some sober perspective to it all is Michael Dougherty, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, board member at Snoopwall, the global leader in affordable breach prevention. Michael, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
How are you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, but hey, what do you make of the Nunez recusal here? I tell you, you know, the Republicans, what is it? They can't take a little bit of heat.
I think it's nutty. I mean, I'm shocked. Go ahead, give the temper tantrum, false story, you know, red herring throwers gasoline. It's really disappointing.
Yeah. I mean, Sessions recuses himself. Now you got Nunez. Is the president next? Is he going to recuse himself? Because, hey, you guys hate me so much, and it's getting in the way of running the government, so I'm just going to recuse myself from life, and I'll just, you know, every quarter when it's time, give me a check, and I'll donate it to another government agency.
Yeah, the only thing I can say about this is that they might be so – okay, in a negotiating strategy, if you are so darn sure that you guys have got these guys cold, flat, busted, then you take the red herring off the shelf. I mean, that's the only hope I have here. But boy, they better go after these guys. And I don't know that Sessions has to take himself is off of this part of this thing, just because they're making up. Just because it's Susan Rice is saying, oh, yeah, it's because of Russians, does that have to, you know, pull Sessions out of this?
Susan Rice has the most credibility that any political figure would want. I mean, it's becoming now in the dictionary under lie. You go there and you see her picture, and that's really sad, because here is a woman who has worked hard, pretty smart gal. I mean, you know, for her to get to the position that she is, she's not a dummy. But yet, it's like, wait a minute, you know, at some point, you know, where's your integrity?
Well, brilliant criminals are brilliant. I mean, look, this has been this administration started with exploiting trust. All they do is exploit your patriotism and trust. They exploited everyone's, how appalling is it to be the hope and change candidate and to be turned out to be one of the most corrupt presidents we've ever had by proactively having your people use their own Gmail account to proactively avoid FOIA and investigation. I mean, you know, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And I always believe in watching action and not listening to words. But it takes longer to dig out action. And we've got this echo chamber of like these adult people that act like 2-year-olds that think they can block corruption because they're screaming so loud. Mm-hmm. And the screaming has been unbelievable since November the 8th. Mm-hmm.
Michael, is this the kind of thing where, you know, like in A Few Good Men, when you were going after a ranking officer, you had to be real careful about what you accused that ranking officer to do, for lots of reasons, you know, for respect of the office and all that. It was almost like their rules and as if those ranking officers were above the law. And it seems to be the same way with this administration. The president and his inner circle, it's like as if they're above the law. And, you know, people will come in, you know, Jonathan Gruber comes out and says, yeah, the people were too stupid. So we engineered a bunch of lies into Affordable Care Act. You know, no big whoop. You got Lois Lerner utilizing, weaponizing the IRS to come against the Tea Party. To this day, the impact that Lois Lerner had on the movement of the Tea Party, the impact that they were making in the political process, in the voting process, in the electoral process. I mean, you talk about hijacking and messing up, the whole political system and the electoral system. I think even more so than Putin could have ever done. Lois Lerner, with the blessings of the administration, because that had to be there. But yet they kept weaponizing these different areas of government, the EPA, one thing after another. So, and here we are. I mean, they weaponized intelligence, and this is all coming out. I mean, I don't know if America has the courage, if the leadership has the courage. What I sense in part, and you with your medical background know this, is sometimes, you know, doctors open up the body and just say, man, it's so loaded up with cancer. We just got to sew it back up. I mean, it's almost like this is America today, isn't it?
Well, I will say this. Trump won. And that wasn't the end. That was the beginning. And that this has not been just two terms. This election has been an exposure of what Congresses from a century and 50 years ago and Woodrow Wilson, FDR, built. And it's all is a lesson on what happens when powers are not separated. These people are absolutely corrupt. They are. They know they are. They hide from it. Once you're trapped, you're trapped. Once you're, mm-hmm. Thieves and criminals are not caught on their first thievery. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And yet
it's always one theft too many.
Bubble. They might as well just keep on going. And if we teach people in the government, they can't be held accountable. And by the way, we've given them this immunity. These people have been given immunity from this stuff mm-hmm. because they all take care of their own. We have to get that outraged to observe how they'll violate the trust we put in them, how they'll damage us, and how we have to demand some of these immunities are removed. That's why these people get up and smirk.
Yeah.
It's not that the Congress is ineffective now. It's that Congresses in the past have rendered the current Congresses ineffective. And there's a lot of Democrats in Congress now that will not let that change.
Right.
Because every time you cross
for the
that
sake
river,
of,
you're
for the sake
racist.
Of tradition and all this other stuff that's going on, this is why the Republicans are having a hard time and wanting to exercise and needing to exercise the Reid option, the nuclear option for Gorsuch, because they're trying to hold some sense of tradition here. And the Democrats, time and again, have utilized every exception they can possibly use. They've gotten away with it, and then they scream when it's used against them.
In a sick way, it's good to air out the infection. It's good for people to see it. What concerns me is the number of Americans that only pay scant attention,
right.
that only engage in the selective perception of the hyperbole that the left puts out. But I do think it's disquieting, though. It's no one's, we're never going to have an election that wins 100-0, but things are really, really bad.
Well, Michael, the thing I keep asking is, where's the voice of we the people? All right? That is missing from this narrative. It is missing from this needed debate where we the people have a louder voice than the Democrats, than these radical leftists, and we need to insist that, look at, the rule of law exists, the Constitution is clear, this is a government of, for, and by we the people. You serve at our behest, not the other way around. And we the people need to understand the power is on our side, and we've got to find a way to exercise it to demand that the truth come out on this once and for all, like you say. We got to pull back the curtain. You know, we've got to let the light of day in on all this corruption so that we can get this country truly back on track. Michael Dougherty is with us. We've got more to discuss. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know your thoughts. Hashtag BML Talk. Get on your Twitter. Let us know what your thoughts are, about Devin Nunes stepping aside here. But again, I think we're onto something here, Michael, and that is that somehow there has to be place for we the people. I mean, the Constitution says clearly it's the government of, for, and by we the people. So How do we put the elites in check? I think already the media is understanding. I mean, they've lost circulation. They're losing influence. I mean, when you and I were growing up, the three major networks owned about 85% of the viewing audience. Now it's less than 50%. Of course, incredible number of options. But there's some people that just have, and it's really narrowed itself down because people want to know where they can go to. I mean, this is what, you know, makes us unique in that, number one, we're independent. It was really interesting the other day. We're talking with someone and he goes, "They let you talk like this?" I had to laugh. I go, "Well, yeah, you know, I go, this is one of the beauties of being independent." Is that, and not that I, you know, I'm not trying to rabble rouse here with a bunch of nonsense, but, it's like we're pursuing the truth. He goes, "Wow," he goes, "I've never been on a radio show that was this honest before." And I said, "Well, you know, we try, you know, we're doing the best we can to pursue the truth no matter where it leads because we believe that it's that important. And if we're going to get this country back on track, it's got to be based on the facts." And I go back to our founding documents to say, this is how our government is supposed to run. And when you align our Constitution with the 21st century government that we have today, we're missing the mark on so many turns here. And this in the midst of trying to get what I believe is a mainline jurist to get him confirmed. But the Democrats are out there saying this guy isn't anywhere close to mainline. And this comes from the very same people that unanimously, confirmed him as a federal judge. But suddenly, 10 years, boy, what a 10 year difference can make, because it's all become political. And they want the Supreme Court to be another political arm and to be, the trump card for them, so to speak, that if they don't get their way, if things aren't moving fast enough legislatively, then they can go to the bench and get these radical judges to be activists and to legislate on their behalf.
Well, first thing I want to say is if you look back and when we were kids, if to what John F. Kennedy said, he'd sound like a conservative today. These people are so far off the rails.
Well, this isn't John Kennedy's Democratic Party. No, not even close.
I mean, these people are so far off the rail, and we've lost so much of the foundation integrity. But I also think the screaming is coming from the pressure. I think that's good, and we have to keep it up. Now, Trump will absolutely keep it up, and so will Jeff Sessions. Now, you know, there's going to be mistakes along the way. There's mistakes along the way as far as, okay, you want let's call your bluff about Nunes. Let's call your, because Schiff is shutting up now. Let's just take that off the table so you don't have any more excuses. I'm not into that. I wouldn't have done it. But that better be the reason why. That better be the strategy behind it, or else I'm going to be very disappointed. Because look, these guys on the left, they'll make anything up. Oh, right. And also the Republican establishment, too. Let's just not make this a whole Democratic complaint hour. You know, the head of these committees has a lot of power. It is not. When you're the head and the majority and chairman of one of these committees, you don't play kumbaya with everybody. I've been in the middle of that stuff before. You know, those congressmen show up and they vote by party line typically, and they read the briefs, and that's it. You know, the chairman's the one that runs it. So this whole, they're making all this stuff up to circle and confuse the American public. That's what drives me crazy.
Yeah, why give place to a lie? I mean, he legitimizes it by stepping down. I mean, if it's a lie, it's a lie, and move on, you know? And ignore it. I mean, why are you?
When the American public, we have given our power away by not understanding, by putting those people in place. Those people have violated our trust. We now don't have American civics or history treated properly in schools. We've got generations of people that have these assumptions, and suddenly they're rooting for the bad guy, thinking it's the good guy, and these people are playing them on it. But in the meantime, we do have a lot of people that are over it and done and see through it, and that's a good thing. I'm much more heartened than I was.
Well, they got to take a hard stand on this. They cannot find themselves in the fetal position, sucking their thumbs, looking for a safe place.
Well, look, this is a great thing.
The war is on, Michael. This is right. Really, you know, the war is on, and if you're looking for a safe place, you're on the wrong field of battle here.
Well, we could be here with this thing on Rice. It could be like where we'd be on Benghazi had Obama lost, and, you know, and Romney won. I mean, although Romney probably wouldn't have brought the heat that Trump will. But Jeff Sessions, oh, no. There's got to be some heat coming. And I don't think they'll blink. They can't blink. I mean, the stakes are just so high. But, you know, we're in the middle of a huge thunderstorm where two fronts are colliding, and we'll get through it. And I feel very optimistic because,
well,
you know,
I'm glad to hear it because I tell you, I almost sound cynical, and I am the least cynical person. I mean, my dad used to always say, you know, the one thing about me was that, you know, I'm a perennial optimist, you know, but I look at this and I look at having a fair chance to be able to be successful in this current environment. And what calls to question here is, does the Republican leadership that is in place, does it have the courage? I mean, you know, can you handle a low 30% approval rate if that's going to be
a
measurement?
Oh, that's a bunch of bogus crap anyway.
I understand. but I understand. But can you handle it? I mean, it's the same bogus stuff that was out there that said Hillary Clinton had 90% of the country and it was going to be a super landslide, right?
You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's just the second Trump put that tweet out, it's over. Mm-hmm. Those stakes are so high. And here's why you should feel optimistic. Is Valerie Jarrett in the White House? No. You know, is Susan Rice in power? No. Is Barack Obama on some island someplace not and keeping his mouth shut? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm like, okay, line them up, boys. Here we go.
Well,
finally, we have their corruption that we can do something about.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's
well, you know, we've been
mess,
saying, Michael,
okay.
We've been saying that on the other side of President Obama's administration, that the truth would be leaked out. And what we're finding out, especially with the unmasking of Susan Rice, something that she did in and of herself. I mean, all this is on display, and it cracks me up how incredulous they are and casual about this and going, wait a minute, you guys already have your hand in the cookie jar. Okay, Mike Flynn, you exposed Mike Flynn, and then you want to claim some sort of, you know, I don't know what it is, but you want to set that aside like as if people don't remember that you unmasked Mike Flynn. Somebody committed a felony here, and I would say it was more than one person that did that.
Well, of course, and this is what look, when you're caught, you start scrambling. I mean, especially with criminal defense. This is what criminal defense lawyers do.
Right.
This is what we're observing on a grand scale. That's
right.
The newness and craziness of it, but it really is not new. The new part is the platform it's on. Mm-hmm. And it's sad, but it's a credibility issue on the judicial system. We have got to have the rule of law for everyone, or you will have anarchy.
Exactly. Are you surprised at all? Like, you know, you hear from Dr. Elaine Farkas, much the same way like Jonathan Gruber, that these people can't help themselves. Is it arrogance? What is it? That they just start saying, oh, yeah, well, we did this. You know, we wanted to make sure that, you know, history was preserved. It wasn't lost in the files of a Donald Trump administration. So,
right.
Yeah, we just opened the gates. I mean, you know,
the arrogance of people that think they're right and therefore they think the law doesn't apply to them. And that is all over the place and that needs to stop.
Right. And then you hear here you have Susan Rice that you're somehow supposed to, you know, somehow give her credibility. I'm sorry. I cannot give her any credibility. I mean, she, you know, and that she's even a figure and that we're even talking about her again is beyond my imagination, Michael. I just think we're too considerate of people that lose credibility. In my opinion, if they lose credibility, they should never be heard from ever again. Michael Dougherty on Bill Martinez Live. Michael, always good to have you with us, buddy.
I've spent my entire career as a journalist uncovering the truth. Until the day my wife presented me
with the biggest story of my life.
What I felt was something more real than anything I've ever felt in my life.
From the studio that brought you God's Not Dead.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
A reporter on a quest to disprove his wife's newfound faith.
How can we even talk about historical evidence for the resurrection?
The Gospels are filled with contradiction.
Comes face to face with an unexpected outcome.
We all bet our lives on something.
The question is, what's it going
to
be?
As much as I would like to help out a fellow skeptic, what you're proposing is impossible.
Based on the best-selling book by Lee Strobel.
Do you really want to know the truth, or is your mind already made up?
The Case for Christ. In theaters April 7th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Find a theater at thecaseforchristmovie.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think the ball's in our court. It's in We the People's court. This is supposed to be a government of four by We the People, but if we sit there and are passive about it, this is the kind of government that you have right now, where all your freedoms are being ensconced on. We're losing freedoms at every turn, particularly when it comes to health care. And here to help us take another look, it's always good to have Dr. Alita Eck with us, a physician in internal medicine and private practice in New Jersey. She has been active in healthcare reform since her residency and served as president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons in 2012. Dr. Eck, it was easy to look at when you first got into the business of being a doctor and saying, we got trouble here, and healthcare reform should follow naturally, but the way in which it's been reformed was for all the wrong reasons with Obamacare, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. When the government got involved in healthcare in the first place, with Medicare and Medicaid back in 1965, it was just the beginning of the erosion of our freedoms. And they promised that nothing would ever happen to change the way doctors practiced or what they would charge or anything. And all that turned out to be lies, mm-hmm. as the costs went way out of whack. So, yeah, this Obamacare is doing the same thing.
Right. So it's deja vu one more time. You've seen this this horse come riding into town, and it's the same old thing. You saw it as it was coming in the horizon, like many others that sent up a warning signal. And here we are today, 7 years down the road with Obamacare, which is failing. And it amazes me, Dr. Eck, that people have the audacity to claim that it is not. I mean, it's almost like they remind me of, if you remember, was it Benghazi Al or Benghazi Bob, when they were under attack by the Americans, hey, we got them just where we want them, you know, we're winning, you know, this kind of deal. It's like this propaganda that's out there. It's like, wait a minute. You know, where does the media come into play to say, look, turn them off. They don't know what they're talking about. They're out of their minds.
The 20 million people that got added to Medicaid, a lot of them are thrilled with that, but they have no idea how, if they really need it, they're not going to be able to find a doctor. Mm-hmm. So what kind of insurance is that? Just getting a plastic card from the government that doesn't really give you access to care.
Exactly.
And well, they're well people. So
right. And you have people who are paying these astronomical amounts of money for supposed health care, up to $6,000, sometimes even higher than that in terms of a deductible, the amount of money that they're paying every year. I mean, they could be, as we were talking with one person the other day, they were $17,000 a year into their health care payment and with everything all involved, and all they have is a card. You know, they paid $17,000 for a card, and they've not gotten one bit of service because of all the co-pays and the deductibles and everything else. It's just they have this card that says you now are given the privilege to pay the government and insurance companies $17,000 a year to supposedly protect you on your behalf.
Right. So you only have to pay 10% of that. So maybe yours is $1,700, and you think, wow, I got a great deal.
Right, exactly.
So the taxpayers are paying the rest of it, and that's not really a good deal when you analyze it in the whole picture.
Right, and here we are. We continue to increase the budget. We're looking at $20 trillion in debt, and we're still compromised here because, as we said, you and I had this discussion before, the whole premise of Obamacare was all a false narrative to begin with. It was never about health care. It was about control. It was about single payer. It was one big, humongous lie to begin with. Jonathan Gruber spelled it out, but he said the people were so stupid that we would never really, you know, we couldn't understand it. So that's why they purposely confused the whole program.
Sure. And boy, when I analyzed the Medicaid system, it's looking like the government is spending billions of dollars, but what they're doing is making millionaires out of the executives and the insurance companies and the hospitals.
Right.
And they're... administrators are just raking it in. The patients don't really have access to care, and the taxpayers are just getting fleeced.
Well, and as you said, and I think we talked about this the last time, I mean, these executives, I mean, their salaries have gone up, what, 10 times?
Yeah, like seven digits. Yeah, I mean, they're really up there.
I mean, that's incredible.
They're happy to be with this current law.
Well, but that's the thinking, you know, of the elites. And you know this as well as I do, Dr. Eck, is that somehow they try to convince people that you got to pay these people. You know, whether in government or CEOs, they're definitely worth this kind of money. And you go, wait a minute, we're losing money. We're hemorrhaging money like crazy. And the return on investment is terrible. But somehow we need these kind of brain trusts leading, you know, these aspects of our healthcare and business today?
No, and these people are running hospitals that, in our town, the hospital with the big fancy CEO and all those executives, patient goes in there, has a terrible case of psoriasis that, and she had lost her insurance, and so the Medicaid wouldn't pay for the medicine that she really needed. They gave her a Band-Aid, and they sent her to the Zarephath Health Center, our free clinic, which is no government subsidies whatsoever, where we care for people for free and we all volunteer. That's where these well-moneyed people are sending patients.
Dr. Eck, what do you make of, I've been a proponent of direct pay. I've been doing this for a long time, as you and I discussed, for at least the last 12 years. I've made direct relationships with my doctors. I pay as I go, pay cash. Get them away from having to deal with the cumbersome and the slow process of insurance paperwork and all that stuff. And I've negotiated direct pay payments with my doctors.
Excellent.
And then I have a catastrophic policy.
Absolutely.
To back it up, which makes a lot of sense. And so what we've been proposing on this show is that the government would do everything they could to help facilitate and promote direct pay, because not everybody understands it. I think everybody should do it, but that's okay. You know, there's some people that still need the government to take care of them. They've been coddled and been conditioned this way, and you're not going to reverse engineer that because of all the damage that Obamacare has done and other government supported programs, because it's made, you know, kind of cripples out of American citizens and kind of getting them to rely on the government to deliver a service that they have no business doing. I mean, I don't understand why you want to put Marco Rubio, or any other politician, John McCain or Nancy Pelosi, between you and the doctor to decide your health care.
Unbelievable. Why we trust government legislators who are funded, their campaign donations are given by these well-moneyed executives of the hospitals and the insurance companies. They're the biggest lobbyists in D.C. So it is truly a swamp down there. And that's where the money is coming that pays these politicians to just basically hurt the people.
And we're not even talking about lawyers here either. We're not talking about tort reform. You know, that's a whole nother deal. But you and your husband have and you referred to this just a moment ago, and the doctors, like-minded doctors who are on the team there and who have donated their time to the people there in the community, have been delivering health care at an incredible, an incredible discount. And, maybe you can explain that a little bit more.
Our practice, where we earn our living, is direct pay, like what you're describing. We don't participate in any networks, and we expect the people to pay us now, or they'll get a bill, and then the insurance gets submitted. And because most people have these high deductibles, we keep people way below that deductible, and they realize that we're really a very good deal. Then, because we won't take Medicaid, which would make us lose money on every single patient we saw, it doesn't even cover our overhead, what the government would pay us. Right. We chose not to do that. We said, look, we're going to see people for free, but we're going to do it in a clinic 10 miles away where everybody volunteers. And exactly. Private donations pay for the overhead of the place. That's a much better model for taking care of the poor.
Well, exactly. And then you have, like you say, you've got doctors like yourself that are providing a service. And then you've got a special dispensation for malpractice insurance or something.
Yeah,
right?
The federal government covers us there for malpractice in the free clinic, which we found to be very a blessing, because we don't have to really worry about if we didn't do every lab test right from the get-go and instead wait for them to come back and then we think and then we figure out what they really need. We can do very, very cost-effective, good health care that way.
Exactly.
And not just try to cover ourselves for every little thing.
Well, we're talking about your health insurance. Is it good for you? Dr. Alina Eck is with us, and more from her on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
This report is brought to you by Odor Eaters. Ripley's, believe it or not, hosted the annual National Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest in New York City. This year, 7 participants from across the country worked hard to stink up their shoes for a chance to win the national title. But only one rancid pair of sneakers could take the prize of $2,500 with an additional 2-night stay in New York City, tickets to the Broadway show Aladdin, and a supply of Odor Eaters products to kick out the odor from his funky footwear. This year, Connor Slocum was the grand prize winner. Rachel Hertz, Ph.D., author and professor, Brown University.
It's amazing how foul kids' sneakers can get from just everyday activities. These keep getting more rotten every year. We're happy to have this contest where kids can find a place to be themselves and have fun. The Rotten Sneaker Contest allows them to be proud of themselves and just be kids.
To learn more, visit www.odoreaters.com or the Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest Facebook page.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. We're talking your health and health care, okay? Empowering we the people. I mean, why do you want the government in the middle of your health care between you and the doctor when you can, you have the power to take it on yourself? I mean, I've been watching these politicians twist and try to figure out a round peg in a square hole. Why don't you just get out of the way? Let us take care of our own health care. Dr. Alita Eck is with us right now, a physician in internal medicine and private practice. And Dr. Eck, we were talking about direct pay relationship. I think this is a better way to deliver true world-class health care to people here in this country. And we're hearing success around the country, not only with your clinics that you and your husband and others have been doing. We talked about Josh Umber, and it's been kind of a a concept that's played a little bit off of what you've been doing and proving to be very successful.
That's right. You know, I talk about my latest op-ed. I talked about a patient who had two choices. One is he had his Obamacare card, and he had it in his pocket, and he developed abdominal pain. He's looking around thinking, uh-oh, what do I have? His belt's getting tighter. Maybe I have cancer. Who knows? Suddenly he's scared, and he hasn't been seeing his doctor for a while. So he pulls out his card, and he looks for a doctor that's in the network. And he calls about 15 doctors, and nobody's taking new patients. And so he goes to the emergency room thinking, well, I've got insurance, so I could do that. Look, I got my Obamacare. So he goes there, and he spends a day, and they're doing all these CAT scans and lab tests and evaluating him. And they find out that he's okay. He just had indigestion and maybe a virus and gained weight because he was eating too much. So the whole thing was he wasn't really that ill. But he gets a bill for $12,000.
$12,000.
Okay. So then the insurance company lowers it to 10, and lo and behold, that's what his deductible is, or 8 or something, some huge amount of money. Then he is really stuck for that because his insurance has negotiated $8,000. Now, if he'd gone to his own doctor and spent either $50 a month to have full access to his doctor or just paid directly, and the doctor knows where to get his CAT scan and his labs inexpensively, it would have been less than $1,000.
Exactly.
That's what you want to do. You want to find a doctor. No matter what they do in Washington, you want to find a doctor who you get to know, independent, who is your doctor. He doesn't belong to any insurance company. And you'll do okay, no matter what the legislators in Washington, D.C. decide about you.
Yeah, forget about it. I mean, all this, concern about insurance companies going across state lines and all this. To me, it just confuses things. It makes things unnecessarily difficult because with each layer of bureaucracy or operation that you have between you and your doctor, you're going to pay for that. That's the old proverbial middleman complex, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's a smokescreen.
Yeah.
Buying insurance, because what they're telling you is unless you have insurance, you can't get anything. And, you know, you can still buy a house without insurance. Of course, it's good to get insurance because in case it burns down, you want to be able to replace it. But you're still allowed to buy a house. Mm-hmm. And there's insurance is to protect your assets. It's not to get you more access to anything.
Well, you know, some have offered and said, why can't we look at insurance in much the same way as we do any other, I mean, true form of insurance? Why
right.
is healthcare being, you know, been so convoluted, and why has it been so confusing for people, you know, to the point that, you know, we got our government stalling and everything is up in arms, and we're still not getting healthcare, and we've got people who are counting on Obamacare. I mean, you know, yeah, the reality of some people like that one gal in the town hall, I keep referencing her, Dr. Eck. I mean, she's yelling, hey, I pay $1 a month. You better not take away my health care.
Yeah, I love
it. Yeah.
You're not going to find a doctor, but great, you have your $1 a month policy.
Right. And but you see, until they come up against that reality, when they actually need a doctor and a doctor is not there, because to your point, these doctors are opting out. They're saying, hey, I can't make a living. I can't pay the, you know, I can't pay the bills. You know, I still have, you know, for these young doctors who are coming out, which last time I checked, it's still the same thing. There's a blight. There's such a severe shortage of doctors in the marketplace right now. And everything the government is doing is dissuading people, telling them that you really don't want to be a doctor. You don't want to spend all this money in education and come in and have the government control your life. When you have the reality of hundreds of thousands of dollars to pay back, you know, for tuition and all your medical expenses, I mean, to get your, you know, to get your MD, right?
Absolutely. These poor students are being brainwashed. They're not told what we're able to tell them. They come. Some of them do rotations in our free clinic, and they get a earful.
I bet.
To the point that the medical school doesn't really like to send students to our clinic because we're afraid they're brainwashing us. We're brainwashing them.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing that the truth would be brainwashing somebody, right?
That's right.
Well, and this is where we are today, Dr. Eck, is that on many levels, just in the medical field, and this is just a sample of what is happening throughout, you know, throughout our culture. And the government seems to be in the middle of this morass of deception.
That's right. It's a swamp.
Well, you know, and getting back to the direct pay, because, again, I've been championing this. I believe in it. I think this is the way to go, having a direct relationship. But it's not, you know, for people that haven't done it, it's not that difficult, is it?
Absolutely not. No, you find a doctor who just, you ask what's the cash price, the usual cash price for a visit, and just find a doctor that you meet and is friendly and will just give you time and just will charge you a reasonable price.
Right.
And that's the doctor you need to know. You have them on your speed dial. If you feel sick, that's who you call.
Exactly.
More and more doctors are doing this membership model where you pay $50 to $70 a month for that same kind of access. And one of those you can access via emails, Facebook, whatever. Those doctors are really, really available 24/7, or you have to visit. The trouble is a lot of times you think you need a visit. You talk to the doctor. He knows you. And he says, well, try this. Come back if you don't, or come in if you need to. And people don't like to go to the doctor a lot. So,
right.
You know, just let the doctor figure it out for you.
Yeah, if it's a 5-minute phone call, much easier for everybody all the way around, his
Absolutely.
Staff and his time included. And the other benefit, of course, and we touched on this a moment ago, is the prices for prescriptions. I mean, you know where they can save money. You don't have to go and pay these outlandish prices for prescriptions.
That's right. Labs, prescriptions, and radiology. Those are the things that you generally need in primary care, and we know where you go to get really very, very good cash prices. X-ray for $60, a chest X-ray, mammogram for under $100. Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of places you... And they're good. They're fine. They give you the same information as the real expensive places.
Yeah, and
if you run it through insurance, it's $600.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because they've got their rate, they got their rate card, and they've got to follow that, and that's what it is. And people, you know, pay it, or you've in the past have had the insurance companies have established that. They've established that norm, right?
And hide your insurance card if you go into one of these places. Just say, "What's the cash price?" Because they'll push you. They want you to have insurance because that gives them a higher rate.
Well, the office managers would want that. But the doctors would much rather have the cash because the doctors know that they're paying, 35-40% administrative fees in order to manage all the health insurance paperwork?
Right. That's exactly right. No, actually, in the doctor's offices that have direct primary care, or they've been educated, they know that, yes, the cash price is far better.
Exactly.
But sometimes the radiology groups that have these networks and they have special prices that are given to them by insurance company, it's higher than the cash price.
Yeah, without a doubt.
The real cash price.
Mm-hmm. Now, I found that to be the case as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to, the power's in your hands, and forget about getting yourself all twisted in the wind about what's going on with health care and the debate and repealing, replace. I think the best thing could happen to us, Dr. Eck, is they just flat out repeal Obamacare once and for all. Let the people go out and do direct pay, take charge of their own health care, and forget about all this other stuff. Anything that they try to do too elaborate is only going to confuse it, complicate it, and then it starts adding to the expense, especially if the government starts mandating things on us.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Right. So if we can get them out of there, that's what you need to do, is pick up your phone. Maybe give yourself 5 minutes, okay? And it'll be a 5-minute blessing. Just pick up the phone, put some pressure on your congressman, on your senator, and tell them, get out of our health care. Repeal the darn thing once and for all. We're big boys and girls. We can make this happen. And we've got plenty of doctors out there like Dr. Eck who are be willing to do cash and carry. In fact, cash always mo better.
That's true. And if people have no money, we do have a free clinic for those people. I mean, we have something for everyone.
Right.
And we are there to pick up the pieces of this mess that has been caused by Obamacare.
Yeah, and all this, the suggestion that people are out there operating without, without health care, and you and I have discussed this before. I'm on a mission. I feel like Don Quixote here, looking for that, that 30 million boogeyman of people that were uninsured, that supposedly Obamacare was supposed to take care of, that some want to insist that we took care of that, but we know most of them got shoved off to Medicare. But it's like, wait a minute, but what happened? What was the cause-effect relationship for all that we went through, $1 trillion in expense and counting? What do we have to show for it?
An amazingly expensive computer system.
Yeah, exactly. Medical records, which is a whole other deal. Yeah, right. I mean, which gives you just so much more time to spend with your patients, right? Because you got all these medical records you have to keep up with.
That's right.
Oh, Lord. I'll tell you, it is amazing. Dr. Eck, thank you so much for being with us, bringing some sober perspective to this, because we need to encourage the people to go out there, pick up the phone call, find a doctor that you can talk with, one you like, you have chemistry with, that knows you, that gets to know your family, and that you can handle this on a direct fee basis. And you'll be surprised as well as what many are coming back to report to us, that they couldn't even believe how much cheaper getting their prescriptions were in a direct pay relationship as well. Dr. Eck, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.